Our gospel this morning is taken from Luke, chapter 3, verses 7 to 18. Jesus said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not even begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees, and every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even the tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation. Be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." And so with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. And may we be blessed in the hearing of God's word. I am a very different style of preacher, and so I like to walk and to wander. So, and that way, if you throw things, I can duck. So I also had to thank Steve personally. W.C. Fields says, "Never follow children or puppies." And so for my first sermon, I'm following the kids' Christmas. But it was a wonderful treat to be here for that. The words today in the scripture readings are full of themes that are ripe for preaching, themes that are challenging and difficult and have us ask questions if we really pay attention to them. The things we need to ask questions about if we're serious about this Christian journey. The theme certainly of repentance and turning around, of light overcoming darkness, of casting out fear, of being people of light, of being generous, of being just, of being hopeful people in the midst of darkness, about not resting on our spiritual laurels or our ancestry. All of these are deep, profound questions. Zephaniah and Isaiah and John the Baptist addressed these words to people who understood darkness and oppression and slavery and injustice and losing all the things of everyday life in a different way that we do. And that's not bad or good. We can't exactly understand the way that those people understood them. They also understood differently what it meant to live in community, what it meant to be part of the tribe, part of the people, part of the group of seekers, to depend on each other, to hold each other up in the middle of darkness, to tell the stories of the promise of love and of light and of healing to each other, to walk with each other through the ups and the downs of daily life, and to hold the promise out for each other, even in the midst of the deepest darkness and despair. We too live in a time where we are understanding darkness and Advent and Christmas in a different way. We live in the richest nation of the world,
And we live in a nation that is experiencing suffering and pain in a new way. If we haven't experienced it personally, we know people who are experiencing darkness, either through divorce or death, certainly this church. Loss of a job, loss of income, health, loss of health, perhaps even the way to access health care. We know what it's like to experience darkness. We're learning what it's like to experience the loss of control, even over some of our everyday choices. And we're struggling with how do we be a people of light and love in the middle of this? The same questions that people for centuries, all our spiritual ancestors, have dealt with. And we have to figure out in our time and in our place in history, how do we make this real? How do we live this? Did you ever notice that whether you're a believing Christian or a person with no faith tradition at all, that the closer we get towards Christmas, the more lights there are? Lights on the houses, people lighting candles, the mall seems to get brighter every week. Those lights are a stand against darkness. Those lights at a deeper level are the symbol of hope, of love, the love that God sent in that little person of Jesus, that love sent to our very dark world. So those lights, those things that we do every day, are symbols of God's promise to us. But we're conditioned to live in a world of fear. For some, the fear is very real. For some, the fear is culturally conditioned and ingrained in us. And fear has the power to capture us, to hold us in its grip, in the palm of its hands. Hebrews, which we didn't hear today, in chapter 10 says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And that is, I believe, what Advent calls us to do. To move from the grip of fear, from the hand of fear, and fall into, allow ourselves to fall into the hands of the living God. And that living God was shown to us in the child Jesus, who grew up and who died and lived in this very world. So I reflected on particularly the gospel this week. I thought more about the crowds and thinking, okay, so after John the Baptist calls them, you brood of vipers, which was not particularly complimentary, why did they hang around? Why did they stay? Because they were hungry. They held up the hope of the promise. And they asked, what do we do? And John the Baptist directed them to the simplest things in their everyday life. Share. If you have plenty, give. In your daily life and work, whether you're a tax collector or a soldier, do your job. Be just, be fair, be honest. And to all the people in their relationships, that your relationships matter. They show something of the love of God. And we're all called to do the same thing in our jobs, at home when the kids are making us crazy, when we're trying to figure out how to make ends meet, when we're having a Christmas where it's really hard to be merry, and we're called to uphold each other in all of that. But often, we are afraid to let our vulnerability show before each other and before the God who loves us. And we cover them with the usual things we cover them with busyness, with alcohol, with shopping, with perhaps the internet or hobbies or things like that. My particular is chocolate. But don't stop giving me chocolate. It's okay. And none of those things are bad in themselves, but it's when we take them to excess, when they get out of balance, that they get in the way, that they don't allow that softness of heart that allows the living God to touch us, allows us to be light in the world. Steve said in his sermon last week that all of this external stuff doesn't really matter. And he's absolutely right about that. It doesn't matter. What matters is our relationships with each other, our relationships with the God who loves us. What matters is how we show that we are light and love in everything that we do. That's what matters. And Advent calls us back to remembering what matters. That the light and love shown to us in this God-made flesh is the light and love of God that lives in our hearts. And because we are loved so much, we cannot help but respond and be people of light to this very dark world. So, we have what the people of the prophet's time and John the Baptist's time didn't have. We know that the Messiah did indeed come. We know that Christmas is not the end of the story. We know that Jesus lived, he taught, he died, and rose from the dead. We know all that. The question for us now is, what are we going to do about that? How are we going to tell the story of God's light and God's love in our world? And not only how will we tell the story, will we tell the story?